Homeland star Mandy Patinkin, Trump: A Cancer That Affects the World. By Ben Q. On January 14, 2020. Showtime's Homeland star Mandy Patinkin launched a tirade against President Donald Trump over his attitude toward the U.S. intelligence services, describing his administration as a cancer that affects the world globally. Patinkin delivered his rant during the Television Critics Association press tour on Monday, suggesting that Trump's trust in the intelligence services on issues such as the Iranian and Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election was inconsistent. The irony of these past 3 years, to watch this current administration, and the contagion, and the cancer that affects the world globally, of going to war with the intelligence community, it's just a stunner, Patinkin said. You can't have it both ways, where you wake up in the morning and say with a tweet that we had imminent knowledge of an event and that's why we did this, and in the same breath, 5 minutes earlier or later say, we choose to ignore the intelligence about interfering in the elections in 2016, he continued. That doesn't work. The 67-year-old actor, who plays the role of Middle East Division Chief of the CIA Saul Berenson, the award-winning Showtime drama, added that he hopes the eighth and final season of Homeland will encourage people to vote and to think more critically about who they vote for and ultimately change the course of humanity, presumably by voting for Democratic candidates. My passion about this is a plea to people who watch Homeland all over the world to use not just their imaginations or their escape mechanism in watching it, but to use their minds in seeking out what they believe is the truth as opposed to false information, Patinkin said. So that when they go to the polls to elect their officials, they are voting for people that they believe will stop the killing, the hatred and the violence, stop the conflicts, and change the course of humanity, which is profoundly broken right now. This is not the first time that Patinkin has weighed in about Homeland's political influence. Following criticisms that the show was Islamophobic for linking Muslims with terrorism, he lamented the fact that society had chosen the Muslim community as a threat, despite Islam making contributions to the world of a monumental nature. The eighth and final season of Homeland will premiere Tuesday, February 9 on ShoutMe. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, on Twitter at @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.